Join us on the program after 88 and a half points in the final Saddle Bronc ride yesterday at Frontier Park. Brody, thank you so much for joining us, and it's certainly a pleasure having the Frontier Days champ. That sounds pretty good to you right there, right? Winning that hometown rodeo?
Yeah, it's awesome. I've dreamed of winning that rodeo my entire life. It's awesome to be able to accomplish it.
You had a 79 and a half on your first ride, and then you got the did you have a pretty good feeling you were going to get a re-ride after what transpired for you?
Yeah, I mean, I couldn't really tell what that horse was doing, but I could tell that she wasn't having the best day she could, so I was at least hoping for you. I didn't know what they were going to do, but I'm glad they gave me one.
Hey, Brody, you were sitting there, and by the time you got your re-ride, you were down in fourth place, but fourth place at Cheyenne's pretty good money. And you always run the risk that if you get the re-ride and you don't ride, you get a no score. So just tell us, what was the thought process? You're sitting there with a 79 in fourth place, and you decide, hey, I'm gonna take the risk and go for the re-ride to try to win the whole thing?
Yeah, you know, I've kinda always been that way, always been taught that way by my parents and stuff, that I'm there to win first, you know, and it is a big risk, but I would rather take that opportunity and get bucked off a horse trying to win it than to safety up and end up fourth. Because, I mean, there's a lot of rodeo that is left this summer, too, and you kind of got to risk a lot of stuff and really be out there to win every time in order to make it to the finals and to win a world title. So that's kind of always been my mindset, and I've always gone for it instead of trying to be safe in a situation like that.
You know, the time between your first ride and your second ride yesterday was only a handful of minutes, but during that time, you know, announcer Andy Stewart, you know, he did a great job of hyping up your ride and building excitement for it. And you know, when you came out of the chute, that's probably the loudest I've ever heard Frontier Park. How much of what he was saying and building up your ride, how much of that could you hear as you were, you know, trying to get ready to get on that horse?
You know, I honestly don't really remember anything he said. I was kind of out of breath, and I had great friends. Colt Brugman was up there. He helped me learn how to ride bucking horses, and my roommate down at college, Jace Lane, and then Sterling Crowling was also there, and they helped me get that horse saddled. But I was just kind of focusing on making sure we got everything put on the horse right and that I was staying focused to that, so I kind of had everything else blocked out.
Yeah, as I said, I mean, that's probably about the loudest I've ever heard that arena get. You've been around Frontier Days a lot, Brody. You know, what was that like when you finished that ride and that crowd just erupted yesterday?
That was absolutely awesome. I've never had such an amazing feeling run through my body. I mean, I was so excited and so energetic, and I couldn't even hear the whistle with how loud the crowd was. So, but yeah, that was a great moment. I will definitely never forget that moment my entire life.
If I'm not mistaken, Brody, I was there watching that, and the before your initial ride, they had an interview from earlier in the day saying that winning Cheyenne is, and I know you'd love to win a world title at some point, and maybe, who knows, maybe this year, but winning Cheyenne meant more to you. Is that the case? Is that really the case? I mean, winning this hometown rodeo mean that much to you?
Oh, yes, definitely. This has been at the top of my list my entire life, and it's definitely my entire Bronc riding career. I have always wanted to win Cheyenne. There's so much history behind it, and being that it's my hometown rodeo and I grew up here, getting to do it in front of family and friends and everybody that supports me, it's by far the coolest rodeo that I could have won.
All right, winning your first state wrestling title at Cheyenne East versus winning this gold buckle, which one ranks higher to you?
Oh, Cheyenne, or winning Frontier Days definitely ranks a lot higher. I mean, it was awesome to win my first wrestling title, too, but the feeling that I got winning Cheyenne and just all the excitement and everything, it was awesome.
88 and a half, did you know it was, I mean, you probably do, you know when you get a good Bronc ride, right? So 88 and a half, was that even in your thought process? What were you thinking afterwards?
You know, I wasn't quite sure. I knew that horse was really strong. I knew if I would have stubbed my toe at all that she would have bucked me off. And I knew I made a good ride, but I honestly didn't know what was going to happen, especially when he made everybody go silent and stuff. I wasn't sure what was about to happen, but I was hoping it was going to be a big score like that.
You know, for those of the listeners that don't know, the top 15 in the world at the end of the season make the National Finals Rodeo in Las Vegas. You're sitting number 13 as of today, Brody. And I know what you're going to tell me about that. It's the same thing you said yesterday. You know, there's a lot of rodeo season left. We're going to go to 27 rodeos in 31 days in August. You know, you've already been up to Riverton. You're going to go down to Garden City, Kansas this week too. You know, if I was you, if I was experiencing what you're experiencing at 21 years old, I might have a hard time keeping my head about myself and keeping things in perspective. But you're doing a really good job of that, it seems. Where does that maturity come from?
You know, I don't know. I've learned a lot from mistakes and everything that I've made. So, I've been riding bronc since I was 16 years old, and that's really not that long. But going down to college and getting around people and being able to travel with Heath DeMoss and be around guys like Isaac Diaz and guys like that, you really learn a lot about maturity and what you really need to be focused on and stuff. And, yeah, it's awesome to be sitting 13th, but I would dang sure like to get as far up in the world as I could before the NFR, you know, and hopefully keep doing good. So I'm more focused on just going day to day and worrying about every horse that I have to get on, you know, and not focusing so much on the big picture yet, but just focusing on what I have to do every time I crawl in the chute.
How much has that perspective and that maturity helped you get where you're at right now, where you're winning Salinas, you're winning Cheyenne, and you're sitting 13th in the world?
You know, it's helped a lot because rodeo can be so hard mentally and physically, so having that stuff, I mean, it sure helps, and it helps to be going with traveling with good guys like Nat Stratton and Jake Finley and Tom Knight and just having fun. I mean, we're all around the same age, and we love getting on bucking horses, and we have a lot of fun going up and down the road. So you kind of got to have all those things along with the maturity too, because it's a long summer and a lot can happen. So you have to have a good mindset and try and stay as positive as you can, even when it's not going good.
Where did your love of saddle bronc riding come from, and when did that occur?
You know, my dad rode bucking horses before he was an ag teacher, and now he's a principal. And then, like I said, Colt Brugman's helped me out a bunch, and he rode bucking horses too. So just being able to get around that, I mean, I remember sitting in my dad's saddle, we would take it out on the trampoline and mess around with it and have fun. So I've always known I wanted to be a bronc rider ever since I was little. I mean, my parents have had me on horses, and then I rode sheep and calves when I was younger. So, I mean, I've always known I wanted to be a bronc rider, though, just with my being around it my entire life, you know, and I've loved it forever.
More physically demanding, going through a wrestling match, which is, what, 2-7 minutes, I think, or something like that?
Yeah, six minutes.
6 minutes, or an 8-second bronc ride?
You know, it can kind of depend, because it really depends either way, because if you're wrestling a tough kid, it can be a lot harder than if you're just wrestling somebody that's average, and that's the same. Some horses are really fun where that you're not even out of breath when you get off, but like that horse yesterday, I was dang sure tired because she was really strong, so it can. But if I was wrestling a tough kid and getting on the strongest bucking horse in the world, it'd probably be the strongest bucking horse in the world that would probably give me more of a challenge.
Buddy, you're only 21. You're heading into your senior year at Tarleton State University down there in Stephenville, Texas. You know, what's your schedule for the next, you know, month or so look like before you head back to school?
Well, we're going to 27 rodeos in 31 days, and I think we start school on the 28th, but I'm probably going to try and miss the first 2 days of school and then get down there, and I'll be down there for 2 days, the 30th and 31st going to school, and then I'm going to fly right back out and fly up to some rodeos in Washington, and then I'll go back to school for a little while, and I'll be traveling with these guys all of August, and then once they get down to school, it'll be a lot of flying back and forth to get to all the stuff in September, because there's a lot of big rodeos in September, too, that I need to make sure I can get to. But I think I should be able to work it out with college rodeos and everything, and hopefully not have to miss too much school in September. It'll be busy, though, but it should be fun.
Outstanding. Brody, thank you so much. I'm appreciative of Jeremiah for hooking this interview up as well. We appreciate it. Congratulations, man. That was a trip for you, I'm sure, but to watch that 88.5 and the drama unfold, that's as fun as it gets, man. We had a lot of fun watching you, and thank you so much for joining us.
Hey, thank you guys very much for having me.
All right, man. Take it easy, bro.